You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. The polls have opened in West Virginia in a contest the outcome of which is not really in doubt. Hillary Clinton is expected to score a double-digit victory over Barack Obama, but the AP is reporting this morning that with the number of superdelegates who have declared for Barack Obama in the last week, it appears as though Barack Obama is on track to clinch the nomination in the next 3 weeks. Of course, superdelegates know what's in their own mind and not the Associated Press. Joining us now to talk about the Hillary Clinton campaign is John Broner, who's covering Hillary Clinton for the New York Times and is in West Virginia or on his way there. I guess you'll be at the victory party in Charleston. John, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Anytime.
The outcome is not in doubt. The electorate in West Virginia is very, very interesting if we think about the general election in November. What does Hillary Clinton hope to take out of this contest? And in some sense, is the press corps holding a bit of a vigil to see what happens next with Hillary Clinton?
Well, we're certainly holding a vigil to see what happens over the next couple of weeks in this contest. It's still a bit of a mystery what Mrs. Clinton wants from these remaining weeks. She's clearly going to win a sizable victory tonight in West Virginia, and most likely, if she's still in it, in Kentucky next week, which will be probably more than balanced by Obama's large win in Oregon, which has more delegates, after all, than Kentucky does. Is this a bargaining position? Is this a point of pride? Do her people still honestly believe that she can somehow wrest the nomination away from Mr. Obama? It's still rather unclear, but I think she has a point to make about Mr. Obama's weaknesses with certain sectors of the electorate, much discussed older voters, white working class voters, and West Virginia and Kentucky are full of them.
Well, I don't want to drag you New York Times people into the speculation zone because I know how allergic you are, all are to that, and Adora will always back you guys up on that, much though I try to push you. But let's talk about this bargaining position scenario that you alluded to a moment ago. What would this be, bargaining to be on the ticket, to have influence at the convention? What sort of bargaining scenario are we looking at here?
Well, I believe there are very few people who know whether Senator Clinton is even interested in a position on the ticket or whether Senator Obama is inclined to offer her one. She and her husband are and will remain very important figures in the Democratic Party, regardless of how this ends. Although, you know, many of her backers, particularly Rahm Emanuel, put it well, the future of the Democratic Party and its prospects in the fall depends how the winner wins and how the loser loses. So I think both sides are positioning themselves to do this as gracefully and magnanimously as possible. Where the two will ultimately end up, as you say, I'm not willing to speculate.
Well, how the winner wins tonight is something you will witness in person in Charleston. John Broner is covering Hillary Clinton for the New York Times. John, thanks as always for joining us.
Oh, anytime.
28 delegates at stake in West Virginia.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.